With Tropical Storm Harvey continuing to wreak havoc in Texas and Louisiana, let's learn more with Raymond Kruslow, Senior Service Hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Ray, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave.
We're hearing terms like storm of the century. This one's been described as one in 500 years. What makes this storm so unique?
Well, when you talk about tropical storms, there's many facets to deal with. But I think in this particular case, we're talking about the catastrophic rainfall that is taking place as we speak.
It's the rain more so than the wind?
At the moment, it is. It did make landfall as a major hurricane, so there was some impacts in terms of wind right along the coast. The system pretty much weakened as soon as it moved inland, and now it's just basically more of a very significant rainstorm.
Are you familiar with a rainstorm of this intensity and duration in the United States in your time studying the phenomenon?
Yes, you don't have to go too far back, and we're looking at a very similar, almost the exact same geographical area. Tropical Storm Allison, which occurred back in 2001, was a benchmark for rainfall in tropical systems, not only in the state of Texas, but for the country. And Houston, back at that point in time, received about 35 inches of rain.
Tell us more about this specific storm at this juncture. Do we know its duration before it finally moves off of the afflicted areas?
Right now, the center of the storm is, and it's still classified as a tropical storm as we speak. It's right along the coast, south of Houston, and it's going to meander back into the Gulf of Mexico for a short time, and then for the next, let's say, 24 hours or so, come Wednesday, it'll move back inland. And right now, the forecast in the 3 to 5 day range takes it into the Mississippi Valley. It found what we call a weakness in upper level winds, where there wasn't much of a steering current. So when it made its landfall, there was nothing to move it along. So it just kind of stayed there, and it's going to remain there the next 24 to 36 hours before it starts to get a little bit of a kick and move to the northeast.
Speaking of our northeast, are there similar variables that could create a similar meandering effect for a storm?
You know, it can, but typically up this way, we don't see the same impacts, and for a few reasons. You may have heard the term a cutoff low, low-pressure systems that cut off from the jet stream. And they do meander up across our latitude. But typically, the place of origin is more so in the polar latitudes, and they drop down across the Great Lakes, for instance, and they move over the northeast. You don't have the same moisture source. So while you could have a storm sit here across the northeast or the mid-Atlantic region, typically it's not going to carry the same amount of moisture as something that we're seeing along the Gulf Coast states right now.
Do we have a sense of what's to come in the hurricane season ahead for our region?
I think we do. And first, I want to preface by, I've actually taken some phone calls today and had to answer some questions. And if there's going to be any relationship to what we're going to see for the next month or two, is there any relationship to what's taking place on the Gulf Coast right now with Harvey? And the answer is really no. There isn't. I will say that back in early August, NOAA, the National Weather Service's parent agency, who comes out with the seasonal Atlantic Basin hurricane forecast, did up things a little bit. So our average for the Atlantic Basin, at least the last 30 years, we have a total typically of 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 3 at a major category. The forecast right now calls for anywhere between 14 and 19 storms across the Atlantic Basin, with 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 2 to 5 of them being major hurricanes. So they did up things a little bit in their last seasonal forecast that came out the first week of August.
Raymond Kruslow, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're welcome, Dave.
Ray Kruslow, Senior Service Hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, New Jersey.